This is Bob Williamson. I'm feeling dusty. Lately, I feel as though I've lost my sense of direction. It is an unusual place for me to be. It seems as though God has withdrawn to a faraway place. Generally, I set numerous goals in virtually every area of my life. I prioritize them and work diligently to achieve them. But lately, I just cannot seem to get on a track that feels comfortable. I cannot decide what to work on first. I prayed to God about this, and all I get is dead silence. I spoke with a friend who is gifted in spiritual matters yesterday, and he told me that God has withdrawn. I told him that was obvious. God had withdrawn. My question is, why has he done so? I remark that generally sin prevents God from communicating and drawing near, and while no one is ever sin-free, at this particular moment of my crazy life, I'm as sin-free as I've likely ever been. He agreed that sin was probably not the cause of it. Okay, maybe sin's not the culprit this time. I mentioned to my buddy that God sometimes withdraws because we get so involved in our own pleasures, career, or pursuits, we take our eye off Him and focus on the world. He withdraws because He wants us to draw near Him and focus on His desires. What we do is, when we do as He desires, then He will draw near to us. This little example written by Charles Wesley Naylor exemplifies this condition. A mother sat quietly in her easy chair. Upon the floor near her was her little one playing, piling his blocks one upon another, then throwing them down and laughing in childish glee. He was all absorbed in his play. The mother gazed upon him with her eyes beaming. Presently she began to call him, "Baby, come to Mama. Baby, baby, come to Mama." But he played on, unheeding. Again she called, but he paid no attention. His mind was occupied with his own affairs. Presently, the mother quietly slipped from her chair and went into an adjoining room, out of the baby's sight. He did not notice her go. He supposed that she was right there and he could go to her at any time, but happening to glance up from his play, he saw that the chair was empty. The laughter ceased at once, and a cloud came over his features. He turned and looked all around the room, but his mama was not in sight. A pang of startled fear passed through him, and he began to cry and call very earnestly in his baby way for his mama. It brought a quick response. The mother, leaving her concealment, rushed to him quickly, picked him up, hugged him tightly to her bosom. His chubby baby arms were clasped about her neck as though he would never let her go. Soon the tears were gone. The baby's face lay against that of the mother, while the joy of the mother heart caused the eyes to shine like stars. Now the mother did not go away from the child because she did not love it, or because she thought it did not love her, but she wanted to draw its attention away from its little concerns to herself. She wanted to show her affection for it and to receive its baby caresses in return. Like that little one, we sometimes become so absorbed in our own pleasures, our work, or some little personal interest that God cannot attract our attention. His Father heart yearns for a season of communion with us. He wants to show His love to us and receive in return our love and communion. But we do not heed Him. We are too busy with other things, and so He quietly withdraws Himself, and we become aware that we are alone. With that presence gone, how lonely we feel. How dark the world suddenly grows. How quickly we lose interest in the things that held our attention before. How we yearn for His presence again. How our hearts reach out for Him. How our tears start. We think, what have we done that caused Him to leave us? Have we grieved away His Spirit? Have we sinned against Him? But He has not gone far. He is just beyond our vision. He is watching. He is waiting for our hearts to be drawn back to Himself. He is watching, waiting anxiously the moment when he may return. And when he does return, take us in his bosom, what words of comfort he speaks. What tender affection he shows, and how our hearts are melted and poured out in thanksgiving adoration before him. If God apparently withdraws from us, it is only because he sees that we need to be left alone for a season. He sees that the heart must be drawn away from selfish interests. And when this is accomplished, he comes back and reveals to us anew the fullness and richness of his love. Well, that all sounds plausible, but I have not strayed away from his attention. In fact, I've prayed earnestly, almost ceaselessly, and still no direction, no sense of direction, no sense of his holy presence from the Father. My friend mentioned that maybe God just wants me to rest for a while. According to my friend, who is a Messianic Jew, this is the year of rest in the Jewish calendar, and soon it will be Jubilee. Yikes. That sounds boring. Maybe my buddy has a point. Can you imagine a world without God's Spirit to guide us? I can't. Job 34:14. If God were to withdraw his Spirit, all life would disappear and mankind would again turn to dust. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.